Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I have conversations with established authors as well as brand new authors. I ask them about their writing process. We talk about their latest book. We tell you, our listeners, where you can find them on social media, and we find out about their next project. Joining me today is Dr. George Newton. He was born in Gingerland, Nevis. He has a doctoral degree in educational leadership, a master's of arts degree in school administration and supervision, and a bachelor of arts degree in linguistics. He played cricket, and he represented Nevis in the Leeward Islands cricket tournament. When he relocated to St. Thomas, he became passionate about playing tennis. He joins us today to talk about his book, Sweet, Sweet Addiction, Pain and Pleasure of a Tennis-Playing Family. George, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me, Susan.
It is such a pleasure.
It's a delight.
Well, you know, I'm sure that when our listeners heard your introduction, I mean, you've got a doctorate in education. You've got a master's degree in school administration and supervision. I'm sure they thought you and I were going to talk about some educationally related topic, but we're talking about something that absolutely captured you and took over your life.
That's correct. In fact, I spent a lot of years in education, but along the way, I started playing tennis. And then I couldn't give it up. I got hooked.
The book is really your story, isn't it, George?
The book is my story, and as the subtitle indicates, the pain and pleasure of a tennis playing family. So I also indicate in it the how my sons evolved as well into very, very, very good tennis players.
Let's give our listeners an overview of the book. Tell me where it starts and how it unfolds. Just give them a little idea of what's going to take place in the book.
Yes. I started playing in the morning, in the afternoon, in lunchtime, whenever I can get a chance. And so with that, I continued, I began to compete, and then I find myself winning, and then I began to play in the local tournaments and then sectionals, and then I was delighted by the kind of success I was achieving. And so even though at that time I had a full-time job, I brought my tennis along with me. The thing is that it became my passion. And I believe that, well, everybody has a chance or should have a chance to develop their passion. And so I proceeded to play the game, and not just play it, but I wanted to master it. And so I did whatever I could. I trained and took lessons and visited seminars and workshops and so on, and then got heavily involved. And then by time the days of my retirement came, I was offered an opportunity to develop tennis at a resort, and that gave me a chance now to interact and build and mold and shape hundreds of youngsters. Some of them were able to attain college scholarships, and also adults. Some of them who had given up probably just sitting around on the couch. But I decided, okay, let me go out. If this old man can be playing the game, let me go out and see what I can do as well. And so that attracted some of the older folks as well, and middle-aged folks. And so, you know, I got pretty much involved in the game as well.
The thing that I found so remarkable, George, now, I know a little about tennis. I've played. Now, I'm a hack. I confess. I love the game, but I'm a hack. And I started playing young, and I watch Wimbledon, and I look at those tennis players that play on that level, and most of them started when they were young enough to hold a racket at 3 or 4. You started at 33. George, I'm so impressed. I'm so impressed that you were able to achieve such amazing results starting relatively late in life.
That is, I think in the book I said that, well, I got started at the game when many players, international players, are thinking about retiring from the game. And that's when I got started. So, but I got my feet in anyhow.
Well, you must have some extraordinary talent. You must have skill and ability that is already an innate skill and ability. Are there sports people in your background? Did your parents participate?
Yes. When I grew up, my father, we grew up in Nevis. And my father back then, probably in the 40s, there was a trophy that was displayed on the very makeshift house that we had, and it said Nevis Ping Pong Champion.
Ah.
So I grew up thinking, well, if my father is an athlete, then I'd like to be an athlete as well. And so then I pursued cricket, because that's a British game. Nevis is a British island, and that was pretty much the game played within the islands at that time. And so I had the athletic support from my dealings with cricket.
How did you discover tennis?
Interesting. I was teaching school in Puerto Rico, and a few of the kids came by, and they said, "Oh, Mr. Newton, we went to see the Caribe Hilton International yesterday." And they mentioned a few of the players who were there and so on. And so one of them, the parent, got me a pass, and I was able to go and see Stan Smith and Arthur Ashe.
Wow.
And I mean, you know, when I saw those guys, especially Stan Smith, he made an impression on me because he was a big server.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in cricket. I was called an opening bat. In other words, the person who pitched fast, would be the one to play against him. And Stan Smith was a big server, and I thought, well, but I could play that game. I could play that game. And when I got to the University of Michigan, every time I saw that 16, there's space for 16 players, tennis is free. Every time I got to the board, they're all taken.
Wow.
So when I got to the Virgin Islands and I saw the empty courts, the vacant courts, I told a colleague of mine, we're teaching together, we shared the same room. He said, I'm not a tennis player, but volleyball is my game, but I know a thing or two. Let me take you out. And he did. And I've never looked back.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
The rest is history.
Was it just love at first hit, George?
Well, not really.
Tennis takes some skill.
Yeah, it does. It does. It does. Because, you know, if I were to imitate cricket, I think the first few balls I hit them over the fence. Because in cricket, that's a good shot. Or in baseball, that's a good shot.
But in tennis, cricket, it means you have to go chase the ball.
It's confined within an area. And so, you know, I had to develop some skills. But I found there was a Jewish guy who ran a hotel, a resort, and I met him in tournament, 35 and over, and beat him 11-1.
Wow.
Now, he's a teaching pro, and I was just an upcoming player, and I beat him. And his wife convinced him that guy's game would be good for you. And so he took me under his wings. He's trying to win a set from me. And at the same time, when we go out to practice, he's refining my game. So today I still owe him a bundle, because he is the one who mentored me.
George, you are so delightful. I could sit here and listen to you talk about your tennis stories and talk about the book for hours. We don't have hours. And I know that we have piqued the interest of hopefully tennis players and non-tennis players as well.
That's correct.
Let's tell them where they can find the book. Now, I always go to Amazon because I know that everyone, not everyone, but so many people use Amazon for their book choice.
Yes.
All they have to do.
Go to Amazon and Barnes & Nobles, and I think Litfire also is carrying it.
Let me give the listeners the name of the book again so that they don't forget it. It's called Sweet, Sweet Addiction, Pain and Pleasure of a Tennis Playing Family by George, George, just like it sounds, Newton, Newton. Put Sweet, Sweet Addiction by George Newton in the search feature at the top of Amazon and just click on it, and the book comes right up. They can buy it on that page. They can get it at Barnes & Noble. They can get it on the Litfire, who is your publisher. They have a website as well.
Yes.
Now, you're doing, you have a website yourself for the book.
Yes. Uh-huh. And it's George Newton, just like my name, georgenewton.org.
If the listeners go to georgenewton.org, what will they find there, George?
Well, they'll find the books that I have written. I also wrote a Out of Zion, they paid tribute to my dad. And then there is also another one which I wrote initially, a book of poems, Ties That Bind the West Indian people. That was unpublished.
But it's there on the website?
It's on the website.
You're a true Renaissance man, George Newton. Listen to you. Not only do you have a PhD, an EdD in education, a master's degree, you write poetry, you've written a tribute book to your father, and now this wonderful, wonderful book about your addiction with tennis. George, there's something else that's exciting about the book. It's a featured selection that was at the Frankfurt Book Fair 2018 that was recently held in Frankfurt, Germany in October. How excited are you that the book has gone international?
Yes, I in fact, that was one of the reasons why I went, I contacted Litfire, because I realized that I'd been saturating my market, and I wanted to spread my wings a little. And so with Frankfurt, I really rejoiced because I was able to get into Europe.
I just think that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you kindly.
Now, you know, you have just done something that I think is extraordinary. You totally changed your life at 33. Mm-hmm. Is there something, is there a message, is there a final thought that you would like to leave our listeners with?
Yes, certainly. And thank you for giving me the privilege. I believe that when the readers recognize the author's humble beginnings and how he, those humble beginnings gradually progress, and climax, just because of hard work, and that hard work produces positive results. And I just want to encourage readers, no matter the age, and it doesn't really have to be tennis. Whatever your dream is, whatever your passion is, pursue it, master it, and bring it to fulfillment. And you will feel overjoyed for fulfilling your dream.
George, you have been an absolute delight. I have enjoyed our conversation so much. Your book is a treasure. Thank you so much for joining us today on Books on Air.
Thank you very kindly, and I appreciate everything that you've done.
You've been listening to Books on Air, brought to you on webtalkradio.net. By the way, we're also on iTunes and iHeartRadio. I'm Suzanne Harris. I hope you'll join me for the next Books on Air. But until then, buy a book, read a book, and share a book. Thank you so much for listening.